I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters. As we approach Election Day on June 2nd, there's several local races heating up. First, let's go to the East Bay, where Kylie Russell is covering a race for district attorney in Alameda County. Voters there are being asked to reconsider a candidate who they removed in a recall election 2 years ago. Kylie, why did Pamela Price get recalled?
Price is an advocate for criminal justice reform, but the recall campaign labeled her soft on crime.
And we've recently heard her explain why she wants her old job back.
We need to get Alameda County back on track so that we can finish the job that you all elected me to do.
Her main opponent is former Alameda County prosecutor and Superior Court Judge Ursula Jones Dixon. She was appointed by the Board of Supervisors to replace Price after the recall. Jones Dixon has said the voters have already spoken.
I want to be really clear, the only reason it's necessary for me to have been appointed is because of the recall. I believe that victims' rights actually mean something.
The two women are competing with political newcomer Gopal Krishan, an attorney specializing in corporate law. He says he'll be tough on hate crime and organized retail theft.
I have talked to the families. They are scared of ICE. I have seen the businesses close down because of the organized crime.
Because one of her opponents was already removed from office in a recall election, and the other has very little name recognition, this appears to be Jones Dixon's race to lose.
Thanks, Kylie. Next, we head to the peninsula, where Elise Mirapu covers San Mateo County. Voters there will decide who will be the next chief elections officer and assessor county clerk recorder. Elise, who is trying to fill the vacant seat?
Jim Irizarry is the Assistant Chief Elections Officer. He's been at the department for more than 10 years. He says his priorities are in technology and keeping elections secure.
I want to continue the just absolutely award-winning work that we've done here and move that into the future, in particular with the challenges that we will be facing, both from technological changes that are going on, and also some of the challenges that we're facing with the federal government to basically take over our local elections.
But he's being challenged by County Supervisor David Canepa. He says that the department needs new management.
This is a race not on experience. This is a race about leadership.
Canepa says that Irizarry has faced accusations of creating a hostile work environment in the department. Mary Hill, a former employee in the Elections Division, spoke out against Irizarry's character at a Board of Supervisors meeting in April.
Jim Irizarry is an emotionally abusive bully.
Canepa thinks his decade on the Board of Supervisors has prepared him to fix what he thinks is a mismanaged department.
What I'd like to do is to use the experience from the board to improve an office that desperately needs it.
Thanks, Elise. Turning to the city and county of San Francisco now, let's check in with Thomas Hughes, who is looking at competing business tax measures that have split the Democratic establishment.
Proposition D in San Francisco has split labor groups and business groups, some of whom have backed a competing tax measure in another proposition, Prop C. Prop D would raise the city's existing overpaid executive gross receipts tax rate on corporations whose executives make 100 times their median employee's salary. It would also remove the ability of the Board of Supervisors to unilaterally lower that tax, as it currently can. The San Francisco Democratic Party opposes Prop D, and Mayor Daniel Lurie has come out against both measures, arguing they would hurt the city's recovery.
When we push businesses out, we lose the revenue that pays for what every San Franciscan depends on. Muni, our parks, clean streets, first responders, our incredible libraries.
But progressive groups and even more middle-of-the-road Democrats like outgoing Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi endorsed Proposition D, with a long list of labor groups like Service Employees International Union and others.
Prop D will protect health care and food assistance for 50,000 San Franciscans without raising your taxes.
Opponents have highlighted a recent report from the City Economist that said the measure could cost the city about 1,000 private sector jobs a year, while supporters point to the economic analysis from the city controller, which says Prop D could raise between $250 million and $300 million a year in taxes. Back up to you, Ruth.
Lastly, in the North Bay, five candidates are vying for an open supervisor seat in Marin County. The vertical wooded landscape is vulnerable to wildfires and floods with limited evacuation routes. In a recent debate, candidate and chef Curtis Aiken said the county needs to help residents defend their properties.
We're promoting the 5-foot barrier, the harden our homes against wildfire. Part of that problem is we are not increasing our water storage capacity,
said business owner Chris Carpignello.
Nor are we maintaining our forests adequately.
Nevada resident Mark Hunter Lewis sees the problem through the lens of municipal finance.
Basically, this has to be done with infrastructure. So we might as well figure out ways to leverage the future value of our properties than keep increasing taxes to where the voter just won't pass it.
Magali Lametta, who holds several high-profile endorsements, said she would work between state and local levels.
I want to be able to work with the future insurance commissioner so that people can protect their assets.
She also said public outreach on emergency preparedness needs improvement. Winemaker Andy Potchadley said the county's online resources are very good, but hard to navigate.
We need to use postcards, seminars to make it accessible to everyone, not just the people who are really good at surfing the net.
And that's a look at local elections across the Bay Area. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.